Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Are you as excited as I am? The Panini Prism is going to put out a UFC set. Right now, 877-881-1053, it's time for Forgiveness Friday. Do you have anything you need to ask for forgiveness for? Does somebody need to ask you for forgiveness? We want to know, does Dwayne Wade need to ask for forgiveness? I mean, the answer is always. He just bought an ownership stake in the Utah Jazz. What?
I told you that was the weirdest story you were going to hear all day.
Props to Zero for that. And
Woj.
No, I'm going to give you the credit, not Woj. I'm going to say that Zero broke that story while also trying to get us Kellen Mond. Is I would also like him to come out of retirement, try to play for the Jazz, try to cheat his way to another title, and then he doesn't get to be in the same Hall of Fame class as Dirk.
Yes, I'll root for that too, because that really ruins a little bit of Dirk's day going into the Hall of Fame, that he has to share it with Eddie Hazard.
And he has to pretend that he doesn't hate him, right?
Right. They all have to pretend they're all great buddies, just like when Dwayne Wade, his last time here in Dallas, shot a whole documentary on him re-celebrating winning the championship. Do you remember seeing that?
Yes.
He was like, hey, watch, I'm going to re-throw the ball up in the air just like I did in 2006, and I'm going to get big booby Antoine Walker to lay on the ground and do the shimmy and all that crap. And then we have to be like, and going into the Hall of Fame, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki. You guys hated each other, right? No, we loved each other. We exchanged jerseys. I'm Eddie Haskell. Watch how fake I can be for the Hall of Fame. More, Dirk, just be real and say he's a fart head.
More information coming out from Adrian Wojnarowski is a quote from Wade. This goes way beyond the dream I had to just play basketball in the NBA. If this partnership is going to be anything like my relationship is with Ryan Smith, there are going to be a lot of things that I want to be involved in. So
gross.
Weird.
So the Utah Jazz are about to be terrible. From the 972, please forgive me, lady. I needed to get off at Midway, and you wouldn't let this trucker over. Gotta do what I gotta do. Use my signal light. Man! That is interesting, because like if you're a trucker, you're like, nah, man, I need to get off here. I use my signal. You're not letting me over. You want to try highway chicken? I would not advise that, but I assume that lady's vehicle was significantly smaller than your truck, and she moved out of the way.
When somebody's making major mistakes on the highway and you're going to pass them, I always look and see if they're on their phone. Like, I literally.
How often are they?
Like 90% of the time. Yeah. Like, literally, every time somebody's going 55 in the left lane, or somebody has a blinker on and they're not getting over, or they're kind of swerving a little bit, it used to be like, oh no, are they on drugs or alcohol? And now, 90% of the time, as you pass that person that you were fearful of, or like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, they're on the phone.
You know who I think should ask for forgiveness then, if that's the case? Every single person that honks back when you honk at them because they made a driving mistake. Like, if you're sitting at a light that's turned green and they're on their phone or not paying attention.
I've been that person, like, waiting at a light and like, well, let me check something real quick while I'm waiting here.
Do you honk back at that person then?
No.
Okay,
I'm like,
see that you're fine.
You know what I think? I think the horn is always interpreted as a very aggressive honk. We need something else.
A softer honk.
Honk, like, hey, I'm not trying to be rude here, but
two
please
honks.
Move it along.
I saw a comedian once who said there needs to be like three versions of the horn so you can get your message across.
Exactly.
But yeah, When
we
they
need
honk,
some kind of communication device.
When they honk back at you, I was like, don't be mad at me that you're not paying attention. Like, you wasted my time, not the opposite.
Yeah, Mike.
Would it like, well, I guess everybody had to speak English because, you know, if you hit it and it's like, it's green, please go. Like, if you had a, instead of the horn, it like says things.
I like this brainstorming session.
I feel like
here,
it just could be the tone, not even the verbiage, but I hear what you're saying. Oh, Mike.
You're the worst driver ever. Go! Mike, that's the third horn?
Yes. This could be problematic. I'm not trying to stir things up, the person from the 806 is. Mike needs to ask for forgiveness for that god-awful suit he wore the other night while doing the pre- and post-game. He looks crestfallen that you would say that.
That is the most basic gray suit ever. Like, I didn't wear anything like that was loud. I have a few things that have patterns on it. Like, that's literally a, I believe it's Joseph A. Bank. That is just a basic gray jacket and a blue and white pinstripe shirt.
I saw you on TV that night, and your head looked really shiny, though.
Renee.
That's not the suit's problem.
Yeah, that's God for taking away my hair. before coronavirus, Renee, who's awesome, she works for Bally Sports, and will, you know, she would do the makeup for me. She would powder my head to make it less shiny. But, you know, last year and this year, that's like not really a thing that we do anymore. Yeah. If you want to do makeup, do it yourself. And I'm like, look, I always say you get what you get when
you
look
at my
face. Yeah, you don't get what you get and you don't throw a fit. But when you have to look at my face, it is what it is. And if somebody doesn't want to make it look better, then this is what you're going to get on television. But I'm shocked that somebody wearing a basic gray jacket with a basic white and blue shirt, that would be the one that you're offended by. You want me to offend you tonight?
I'm going to go get my loudest jacket
and my craziest shirt and be like, deal with that, TV people.
From the God, I hope we keep that drop forever.
Yeah.
From the 785, please forgive my Call of Duty addiction. That depends on what your social situation is like. If you're a single person, I think you're fine. If you have a significant other or children that want your attention, then that could be problematic. From the 214, FC Dallas needs to ask their supporters group for forgiveness for not having the new supporters section completed. Come on, FC Dallas. We always support you guys. Can't be having things like this falling through the cracks. I think that the PGA Tour needs to ask for forgiveness because we talked about the Masters last week, and second in the Masters, Metroplex local, Will Zalatoris finished.
Who is not part of the movie Happy Gilmore.
No. But, hey, if they make a sequel,
exactly like
he could be that kid's, that caddy's son. We can definitely do this. So, he was raised in Plano. He finished second at the Masters. He leads the Corn Ferry Tour in points. The Corn Ferry Tour.
What is that?
That is apparently like one of the qualifier tours.
What is Corn Ferry a product of?
I don't know. I envision like a magical person like the Jolly Green Giant that distributes your vegetables, but I don't actually know that for sure.
Corn Ferry.
But he led the tour, and so if under...
It's a management consultant firm.
What? That is a weird name for a management consulting firm.
We deliver sustainable growth by bringing together business, organization, and people strategies.
I don't like it. He is number 27 in the official world golf rankings and would be number 14 on the FedEx points total leaderboard. But he is not officially a member of the PGA Tour and is thus not eligible to be on the FedEx points total. And I'm pretty sure if you win that at the end of the year, you get $10 million. He is not on the PGA Tour because they didn't have the normal graduating class the last season from the Corn Ferry Tour. So he doesn't get to be in the PGA. He does not technically have a PGA Tour card. He can still play in events, but he's not an official PGA Tour member, and he cannot win all of the FedEx Cup money. Not cool, PGA. Get it together.
What does he have to do to be part of the tour?
You have to wait another year till the graduating class officially goes.
Okay. Well, deal with it.
Okay.
You know what they say in AAA? If you don't like it, play better.
I mean, he would be number 27 in the world. That's pretty good.
He's playing better. He's doing it. This isn't like baseball. You can't get called up mid-season.
From the 214, please forgive me. I wait 5 to 10 seconds at the green light before going. All right.
Purposefully?
You're the reason there's traffic. All right. I'm going to tell you right now. There are a couple of reasons for traffic. On the surface streets, we'll avoid the highways for now when more basic things like accidents and the like and people being over-aggressive about changing lanes and causing people to stop and slow down. That's a whole different thing. On the surface streets, if you wait that long, you're the reason that there's traffic because people can't get through the light, and that's what causes the buildup at one intersection, and then the next, and then the next. And you might be thinking, that's an overreaction, Kevin. It's 4 to 9 seconds that they're waiting too long. Exactly. But then that next person waits too long.
Also on their phone.
And there is nothing more defeating to me in the world of driving on surface streets than to see the light you're waiting at turn red before you've even moved.
Three times.
You know what I'm talking about. You're way back in the line. It turns green. Nobody moves, and you can't understand why because you're so far back. And before you can even move, it's red again. Those are the people. It's your fault that there is traffic.
I agree. I always wonder when that you're at a light and the people going one way that you're not going have a green light for 75 minutes and then your way has a green light for 10 seconds. I'm like, who's doing this light thing? They didn't equal out how long it turns green both ways.
I want to sit in the traffic center where you have any input about how they put those patterns together. I think it would be amazing. From the 214, Kevin needs forgiveness for saying Brady lucked into some Super Bowls. For the record, I'm pretty sure I said 4 to 5 Super Bowls. He's just jealous. No, I will not ask for forgiveness for that. Conor McGregor needs to ask for forgiveness for, well, probably a lot of things, but also for being a liar. He got mad at Dustin Poirier for calling him out for not donating money to charity. So Conor McGregor was like, F you, the fight's off. We're not going to fight anymore. Literally the next day, the bout agreements had been signed because Conor McGregor is a liar who will do anything to get attention to distract from the fact that he's not that great at fighting anymore. So there's that. I know people will get angry at me for that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.